You know how you feel when your plane takes off for home and you realize that you've missed out on the best fried chicken joint in the South? Well, now Jane and Michael Stern can save you from that suffering. They scout all of the best sleeves-up mom-and-pop eats all over the United States for their site roadfood.com and for us. Hey, Jane, Michael, what's the latest? What have you discovered?
Well, Lynn, we've been traveling around Quebec trying to find an answer to the question, is there such a thing as good poutine?
Can you explain what poutine is?
Good idea, well, Jane. Great idea.
Few foods have so horrible a reputation as poutine. Basically, what it is French fries topped with cheese curds, topped with gravy, or topped with gravy and then cheese curds. And if the French fries are flabby and the gravy is from a can and the cheese curds aren't really curds at all but some kind of horrible shredded mozzarella from a bag, it can be one of the worst dishes on earth. On the other hand, there are many what they call casse-croûte, which is a snack bar in Quebec that use really good French fries. You know, they double fry them that Quebec way when they're really crisp on the outside and creamy inside. They make their own gravy and use fresh cheese curds. They're, you know, really squeaky. It's a magnificent dish when done right. In fact, if you travel up in the far northeast kingdom, like way up north in northernmost Maine around the international boundary, there are a lot of restaurants that serve what they call a mix, M-I-X, which is the local name for poutine. And what they do is use flavorless mozzarella instead of cheese curds, and it totally destroys the dish.
So you're in Quebec. Where do you go for the dynamite poutine?
Michael has to say these because you know my French and how atrocious it is. So, Michael, say the name
okay.
of the place.
Okay. Well, all right. First, let me start with a very unusual one. In Montreal itself, Lynn, I'm sure you know Moishe's, the steakhouse.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
They make a super deluxe poutine. It really doesn't count because instead of gravy, they have slices of filet mignon and like really good gravy.
Brother.
I mean, it doesn't really count, but it's an awfully good dish. But for, you know, regular kind of snack bar poutine, there's a place called Chez Micheline just west of Quebec City that, you know, just the curds just like squeak if you look at them. And the gravy is kind of grainy and fresh. And the French fries are just those really good twice-cooked French fries. I mean, you really understand when you eat this dish at Chez Micheline how good it can be.
My mouth is watering. Where else?
Well, here's a really weird one that we were actually in Fort Kent, which is the northernmost tip of Route 1, at, you know, the northernmost part of Maine. And we were asking around, where can a person get really good poutine? Somebody sent us right over the border into Clare, you know, New Brunswick, and a restaurant called Maple Leaf, which is actually, believe it or not, a Chinese restaurant.
Chinese-Canadian,
American, whatever. And when we sat down and asked for poutine, the waitress asked, do you want shredded cheese or Quebec style? So you can get either the crappy mozzarella or the really good cheese curd. So guess which one we chose. And it was really good.
Was there anything Chinese about it?
About the poutine. I mean, the rest of the menu is, you know, kind of classical Cantonese food.
Yeah, it's one of the weirder hyphenated cuisines, Canadian, Chinese.
Is anybody in this country doing one that you would consider?
Yes. In New Haven, Connecticut, Cassius, which is a cheese restaurant, has probably the greatest poutine outside of Canada that I have ever had. They make the French fries, you know, 2 minutes, you know, after you order them. The cheese is fabulous. The gravy is homemade. It's just a fabulous dish.
Mm. A whole new world has opened up. Thank you.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Jane and Michael Stern are the authors of the updated guidebook, Road Food. Check out their finds at splendidtable.org.